Part 3. Directions. In this section of the test, you will hear a number of conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what is said in each conversation. You must select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Each conversation will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Is that the new computer the office bought for you? It looks pretty nice. I hadn't realized they were going to buy laptops.
Yes, I love it. It's so much faster than my old one, and I can just take it home with me if I want to get something finished instead of staying late at the office. I've only had it a week, but it has already made my life so much easier.
Great. I'm on the list to get one, too. I can't wait to start using it.
Number 41. Who bought the new computer? Number 42. Why is the man pleased with the computer? Number 43. How does the woman feel about the computer? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I haven't seen you in the office all week. Have you been following the recent business reports out of Asia?
No, I've been at a conference all week. I haven't had the time.
You might want to take a look at them. There are copies in the conference room. It might be a good idea to check them out before you start on anything else.
That sounds ominous. Something bad always happens when I leave the office for a few days.
Number 44. Where has the woman been? Number 45. What does the man recommend the woman do? Number 46. What does the woman expect to find in the reports? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Are you going to the meeting, or do you have too much work to do? We'd better leave soon if we don't want to be late.
I've got to finish typing this letter, and then I'll come. I'll probably be about 10 minutes late.
Well, if you're sure, I'll just see you there. I don't think the others will be too pleased, though. You were late last time, too.
I know, but I have to finish this first.
Number 47. Where do the man and woman have to go? Number 48. Why isn't the man leaving at the same time as the woman? Number 49. Why does the woman think their co-workers will be angry? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Maybe we should meet tomorrow to discuss the results of the market survey. They've been gathering dust on my desk for weeks.
Yes, we've been procrastinating, haven't we? I'd like to come up with a strategic plan for the year before the next quarter. If we don't do it soon, it'll be too late.
Good. How about at 10 in my office? I'll print out the collated results for you.
Number 50. What do the man and woman need to discuss? Number 51. When are they going to meet? Number 52. What will the man provide for the woman? Go on to the next page. Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Walt, there's a call for you on line 2. It's the supply department about our paper order. He wants to confirm how many boxes of paper you want.
Tell him I'll call him right back. I'm reviewing applications for the sales position.
OK, but he needs to know today if the order is for 13 or 30 boxes. It says 30 on his form, but it's a lot more than usual.
Right. Tell him 30. We'll be printing a lot of leaflets this month.
Number 53. Who wants to talk to the man? Number 54. Why doesn't the man take the call? Number 55. How much paper does the man want? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for Beckwith and Drum, the attorneys. I thought their office was in this building, but I can't seem to find the name on the signboard. I must be in the wrong place.
They used to have an office in this building, but they moved two blocks away to 215 West 87th Street, Suite 300. They are still using their old phone number if you want to call them.
Number 56. What is the man's problem? Number 57. Where did Beckwith and Drum relocate to? Number 58. How can the man contact the new office? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
I've just come out of a planning meeting. The manager says we have to cut overhead costs. He wants to cut the budget by $25,000.
What? I don't see how we can possibly do that. We're already operating on a really tight budget.
I know, but I wonder if we can eliminate one position. Who on the staff is dispensable?
Well, I don't envy you having to make that decision.
Number 59. What does the manager want to do? Number 60. How does the woman feel about the manager's demands? Number 61. What is one option the man will consider to cut costs? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
I'd like to fly from El Paso, Texas to New York, leaving on the 12th and returning the 19th.
I'm sorry, ma'am. All flights are booked for the 12th. Can you go another day? We have seats available on the 11th and on the 13th.
Well, not the 11th, but I guess the 13th would be okay if that's all you have left. And could I have an aisle seat?
That should be easy to arrange.
Number 62. Where does the woman want to go? Number 63. Which of the following statements is true? Number 64. When will the woman be returning? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
I understand you've opened a branch office in Jakarta. How's it going?
Quite well. It was hard at first, and we've had some challenges with translating documents, but the manager has just hired some excellent local employees.
I wonder if you'd give us some tips. We're considering expanding into Malaysia.
I'd be delighted. Why don't you give my secretary a call, and we can set up a meeting?
Number 65. What are the speakers talking about? Number 66. What difficulty did the woman have? Number 67. Why does the man want advice from the woman? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
I've read it and read it over and over, but I still don't think the second and third paragraphs of this letter are very clear.
Would you like me to go over it for you? Sometimes a second person can see something that you missed.
Yes, and take your time. I'd rather have it perfect, even if it's late. This is a very important document.
Number 68. What are the speakers discussing? Number 69. What does the man offer to do? Number 70. Which of the following best describes the woman's attitude? Go on to the next page.